paper until Thursday, and we're working diligently to find all of the areas in which this young man, this opportunistic human being, a person who is part and parcel of the frailties of human beings, and in what respects many of you can give us about this man. Now, tomorrow night, a private investigator who was part and parcel of that group is going to be here. He's going to come here at our invitation so that he can see for himself all of the things that have been told to him are lies and perjuries. And we are hopeful that he's going to give us some information that we'll be able to destroy the enemy where the enemy should be destroyed in its essence. I would urge all of you to be courteous to this man. I have never met him. I've talked to him on the telephone. He has made certain commitments as to what he has observed and what he knows about Tim Stone that hopefully we'll be able to find and get to the root of why a beautiful group of human beings like yourselves have been haunted and pushed around and maligned for no other reason than to be able to get together collectively and to do the things that many of us have been taught was impossible to do. Many of us have been taught and said that human nature is such that there's a human greed. And I have seen for myself in October of last year, reaffirmed strenuously in September of this year, that we are living amongst you an example of where there's no such thing as sexism. Where there's no such thing as racism. Where there's no such thing as elitism. And where there's no such thing as unemployment and hunger. You are pioneers in the field of being able to live under the golden rule and give the example, am I my brother's keeper? You are demonstrating that, and the world is going to be able to see that. And with that, I want to say it's nice and good to be amongst you again. I feel as though I've been rejuvenated again. And I hope to be able to see you again in the near future. Thank you very much.
The chairperson of the WRSN, Megan Duke. I've met her when I was in Georgetown. I've also met her husband. They're both very, very actively involved in helping Guyana become self-sufficient and to become the place that we know it is and will become more of. And we would really appreciate it if you would come and say a few words to us.
Where should I begin? I'm very, very happy to be here, not only myself, but all the other members who came along with me. Many more wanted to come, but because of leave and other problems, they couldn't come. We have always heard about Jonestown from Sharon. So we are affiliated to you. And then we came O'Hare and we saw Sharon waiting for us in the plane. We felt that we had come home again because, you know, she's part of us. And we tell her now that we are missing her because she comes to every meeting and she's very much a part of the WRSM of which we are part of. I'd like to say that we bring greetings from all the other members of the WRSM. And when we go back, we will certainly have a lot to tell them. As you know, many of our goals and objectives are consistent with what you have here, and it has strengthened what we are trying to do in terms of equality for women, having good opportunities for work, study, and being a total part of the community. That is part of our objectives. We also are happy to see so many, should I say, contented, happy people. That too we will have to take back. And I'm particularly touched to see how the citizens, senior citizens you call them, take so well taken care of. Now, what I would like to do now is to call the other members out, and they will talk for themselves. I call you Bidiwati Tiwari. Now Biddy, although she has a long name, I think she's Bidiwati Savitri Tiwari. There she is, a small person who is doing a lot of work. She's the secretary for the Campbellville WRSM, and she rings me morning, midday, midnight, 4 o'clock in the morning to find me. She can't. She, without her, I don't know what I would do. So Biddy, you tell them how you feel.
Well, first of all, let me say good night, comrades, too. I, like my chairman, we miss Sharon very much. Actually, when we left yesterday morning to catch a 9 o'clock flight, it was supposed to be a 9 o'clock flight, we thought we'd been able to spend a longer time with you. But, well, as all circumstances, we didn't reach until last night. But we were not so surprised in what we have seen for today. Because actually we were somehow or the other informed from the other comrades who usually go up there, like Debbie, Versi, Sharon, what really goes on here. But it only shows us how good, when you work collectively, cooperatively, what can be achieved, which we are now trying to do. I don't think I have...
Betty Water, you turned off the microphone. Come back here. Yes, you did. Now, our next person is Ruth Raphael. Now, Ruth is the person who is always there. She makes bone, she makes cake, she makes sugar cake, she makes everything that we are called upon to make. Ruth is always there. Ruth, come and say hello.
Good night, comrades. Oh.
I forgot to say she's the assistant secretary.
Thank you. Yes, good night, comrades all. I'm indeed happy to be here with you all for the day and a half or a quarter, what's not. But as yesterday morning we left, we were told that we could not have boarded the plane until 3:15. I was so mad that I just feel that... I can just go give them the ticket and let them refund my money and I get back home in Georgia. But if I had done so and my other comrades had gone to Georgetown and said, Ruth, you know what a wonderful time we had at Jonestown, and they started to tell me, well, I don't know, I might have licked myself. I am very, very happy indeed to be here with you all. It seems as if we are one family. And I can sense the the cool and warmth between you people here. You can see it. You don't have to stay years to see it. That few hours we have spent here, I can assure you we are going back to Georgetown with some things to tell the others. And I can assure you that when we are coming again, it would be a whole plane or two we were chartered to come to. Thank you.
Thank you, comrades. Now, I know you would like to hear from everybody, but time is pressing on. So, Doreen, come out. I'm sorry, unless you want to say two words. Right? Say two words. Susan, two words. Gloria, two words. Avril, two words. Good night, comrades. I am very, very happy to be here with you. And I take back all the warm greetings that you all have given us. We feel very, very happy to be here with you. I can assure you that.
Thank you. Good night, it's so good to be with you. It's a pity that our stay is so short, but I hope to come back sometime in the near future.
Good night to you, Kamajal. I must say how happy, happy I am to be here. And thank you very much for your hospitality. Thank you.
Good night, comrades. It's so nice to be here. I was told by my son, his name is Colin McAllister, he was here sometime. Really, I told him that I was coming. He said, oh, mommy, you come. I'm going to give you the money to pay the plane passage. You come and you'll have a wonderful time. And indeed, I had a wonderful, wonderful time. God bless you.
I'm sure that Susan speaks for all of us when we say we've had a wonderful time. And as soon as we have an opportunity, we will come back again. Now, we have seen your cultural presentations yesterday, and I've observed your high standard tonight. What we are attempting to do is just to give you an exact idea of what we can do if we have practice, right? because all our aims are socialism, and we are working towards that. Before we begin to perform, there's a little round I want us to sing. It's a kind of community round. The words are very easy. We'll divide in three. I was looking to see how I can divide this up. We'll have one set over there. The table will be another set. Over here will be another set. I'll tell you what it is. Don't be afraid. The words are this: socialism is our destiny, capitalism our enemy, work comrades together. That's all. We will sing it twice through so that you can catch it if you can, and then we will learn it now. Hope you don't mind. Okay. No, that's it. Hold it. Sorry. Hold on. This is a little wrong. Then we'll come into it. Ready. Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work comrades together. Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Comrades together. Can you sing that now? Can you? Let's try. One set, two set, three sets. Be singing together first, okay? One, two.
Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Why comrades together? Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism.
over you doing it, right? And then you will do it after us. Right. Who's first? Yes. Ready? One, two. Together first.
Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work, comrades, together. Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work, comrades, together.
Number one, who's number one group? Who's number one? You go over with them. Come, we come with you. Come forward, please.
We're two. On
we sing twice through, then we break up into three groups. Ready? One, two.
Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work on us together. Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work on us together.
Socialism is our destiny. Capitalism our enemy. Work on us together. ready.
Go down day, go down Joe, how he come for tell you, go down day.
song for you. It's written by a Guyanese, and we like it. It's called "Oh, I Love My Country, Guyana." I hope you like it. No problem. Give me a drink.
Back then, it was not a country that we would choose to rear our beautiful children in. But today, we're so grateful to be a part of a socialist country. And today, we were able to adopt two children, which is a small thing that we can do. I also would like to say that due to the friendship and, of course, the expertise of our attorney, it's due to him that this man who has been with our opposition is coming down to see what's happening here. But I think it's a tribute to Guyana and its greatness and its potential that we should be attacked, and the attack against us is really a way of trying to destabilize Guyana. Knowing well that we have been socialists all our lives, and wherever we are, we will help build a socialist nation.
Comrades, they say thick or thin, hell or high water.
We live for total economic and racial equality. And I thank all of you very, very, very much for being here. It's been an inspiration to me, and I know everybody here. Thank you so much. To give us service that we need so desperately, Dr. Patrick Nigakook, who is a dentist, who comes
and a good one.
Exactly. And we appreciate so much your coming, and we'd like to have you come and say a few words, Dr.
Good evening.
microphone's not working. Give him a microphone, please.
Oh, good. Press here?
Yeah.
By the way, Patty.
First, I must thank Bishop Jones for the privilege of serving his people here. It has been a very great pleasure. And I only hope that the Almighty will continue to show his blessing by giving him strength, good health, and wisdom to continue this great work. I thank you.
While we're getting set up these last few minutes, I just want to explain a few things. The house that we refer to in the performance tonight is really meant to be used in the universe. I ask you a house filled with love or hate? Is there food aplenty or starvation? And what about the burdens? Is there caring and sensitivity or apathy and not caring? I believe that us at some time in our lives have lived in a house similar to the one.
Okay.
He says, this is what he was a little boy, he's seen the white people come. When they came and took his land, not his land, but all the poor people's land. He said when they first came, they didn't bother him too much. He's talking about the Native Americans. They were more land crazy. They came and took all the land, started building factories, tore up all his hunting grounds, and after that, they put him in a reservation. And this is where all oppressed people will stay. Now he will sing one of the Native American songs.
Mutu mutu keno, 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 mutu mutu keno
Marsha.
But sister.
Stop. Listen to me. I mean, you know, speaking of your God. Listen to me. Your God haven't did a thing for me. I mean, it's cold and windy out there. It's cold and windy out there. Night after night, I'll be out there to feed five children. Listen, sisters, have you ever had children that you had to feed? No, you don't know what it's all about.
No.
I mean, it's more like me. It don't stop with me. It's more like me. We're not going to be free until our oppressed people have one day all been free. Night after night. I mean, I don't lay out there because I want to. It's because I have to. Try and get a job. What do they tell me? No education. No skills. I have to make it the best way I can. Have to make it the best way I can.
But sister, you have to get Jesus in your heart.
Never.
I think I can help her. Let me minister to the sister.
That's good. It's an important side light to take note of. Just 2 weeks ago, we find the opiate of religion is much more in the United States than here. A racist mayor was brought up for recall, and they knew how to get to us. They called the recall for Sunday morning, and even though Cleveland, Ohio has a majority black people, they were at church, and the man was reelected.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna?
Expecting never to hear from me again. But being here only gives me more time to plan my next move. Inside these walls, there's a whole different kind of world. A world where power is absolute. And the actions of the pigs that run this place are never questioned. No one on the outside could ever imagine the genocide of our people that goes on in here.
Yes.
Remember George Jackson?
Yes.
Remember Attica? Yes. Remember the Wilmington 10? Yes. You remember all our brothers and sisters that have been tortured and buried inside these walls.
That's so.
And remember, this house is only able to exist because you dare not speak out in the face of truth.
That's true.
So speak out. It may be you the next time.
All right, Jackson, cell block 9.
There's a house over there. On the edge of Nova Lisboa.
Nobody cares about me. The children see me lying in the street, and they just step over and keep on going. Hey, Dick, man. I got this degree in business education, right? But what good did it do me? They aren't hiring black businessmen. So I had to work hard all my life. Had odd jobs, washing dishes, porter work. Now my wife left me, the children all gone, and I'm on welfare. Yes, I take a nipper every now and then, but to give me keep me going on. So think what you will. This is my house. I guess I'm stuck with it.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house look like, Anna? Describe it to us so we can find it, so we can bring news of you.
I was born by the river in a little team. Just like it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. I do believe, I really do believe, deep in my heart, a change is gonna come. And this is the way it used to be when I would go to my brother and say, brother, help me please. You know he would wind up, he would wind up knocking me to my knees.